Thank you for letting me be here. And I'd like to talk about CS Suite, which is the framework for building site CRX. In this case, I'd like to discuss first what are the ideals we had, or what are the features or the properties we expected CS Suite to have when we started developing it. So we wanted a reliable framework or a backend which would allow us to give our users service with minimal downtime. What do we mean by this? We mean that even if services are constrained or if something is happening in the background, even then, services should not go down and users should still be able to do at least some of the functions. So in that sense, we have a reliable and robust service. Also, we also noticed that the number of documents on the web and the number of users who use our service is increasing day by day. And that means that we have to support more number of users, more number of documents in our collection. And a few of the other goals was that it has to be flexible enough that we can add new features, and it has to be portable so that you can operating system is not a concern when you're deploying CS Suite. So what does CS Suite do? So CS Suite has an automatic acquisition system. So whenever you put up a document on the web, we go out and we try to find documents which are related to computer science and information science. And we get them, and we add them to our collection. So we do this by using a focus crawler, which I'll talk about further down. And what we do with this PDF of our documents is that we convert this whole document into text. We extract all the citations, and we build a citation graph, which allows autonomous citation indexing. And it also allows us to link documents by citations. So if your document cites another document, we can actually link those two documents if you have them. We also do this all automatically. So there's no human intervention, which involves getting the document, converting it to text, and not typing anything. It just happens by itself in the sense of it's automated. We also provide My Sites here, which is a personalization feature. So users can store collections, documents, which are related to their work. We are also working on new features. We would like to allow users to search for tables, algorithms, figures. And we are also working on better extraction, which if I have time, I'll discuss a bit more. So the outline of this talk, I would like to talk about the evolution of CS Suite. So how did we start, and what exactly are the features we intend to provide? I'd also like to discuss the backend in the sense of the architecture of how CS Suite has been built and has been designed. So I'd like to give a brief overview of the workflow of how we add documents to CS Suite, and also the deployment of CS Suite as Site CRX. So we'll start off with the background in digital libraries. So digital libraries have been here since times immemorial in the sense of it has been there since almost when internet started, because people wanted to build libraries which would allow them to search a vast majority of publications, especially in the scientific domain. So there are a lot of projects which have made progress in this area, and some of them are no longer with us. But the most prominent, probably almost everybody here has used, is something like Google Scholar. And there are also publisher collections, which intend to provide a similar set of functionalities. This is ACM Portal, Scopus, and IEEE Explorer. Currently, the Library of Congress is also working on a project related to this. So these digital libraries have different ways of getting the documents. One way is to get these documents from humans. So humans submit the document to the digital library, and they accept this along with the metadata. Another way of doing it, which is sort of unique to Site CRX, is by automatically crawling the web for these documents. Google Scholar also does the same thing, but I believe they also use some of the metadata from the publishers themselves. So moving on to the CS Suite architecture. The image shows an outline of the architecture. And so we have the web application, which the users see and which is visible to the users. And it basically consists of servlets and JavaScript, which is the JavaScript and JSP, which is the presentation layer. These are supported by the data storage modules, which allow us to persist the data across across the days. So what happens here is that servlets talk to the data storage through document access objects, and either through REST, and allow the user to search or view documents. Finally, how do we get this these documents into the collection? So we use something like a metadata extraction system, which allows us to extract different kinds of metadata from the documents we get and put them into the database index or repository. These are supported by the maintenance system, and the way we get our documents is by a crawler. So basically, the web application consists of JSP for presentation, and it makes use of the Java Spring framework for building the controllers and interacting with the database. So the data storage consists of a repository where you get your where we store our files. Basically, these files mean that you can actually download documents from SiteCRX. And it also allows us to store metadata items, which are useful to for further processing. The database stores the citation graph, which is important for autonomous citation indexing and viewing the collection. So I'd like to begin explaining a bit about the extraction and ingestion system. The extraction system basically we right now accept documents in PDF. And these documents are converted into text by means of third-party applications. These are the one of the biggest beliefs we have is that we can use a lot of open source software, which will help us build a better application without spending so much of effort or time on it. So once we download these documents, we don't actually make a distinction between, okay, is this document actually a publication, or is it a resume, or anything else? So we actually filter these documents at this time. So we only get documents which are relevant to the collection. The extraction and ingestion system is state of the art. So we use a wide variety of methods, like support vector machines, to help us extract this metadata. We also use CRFs for extracting the citations and the context of the citations. And we use a DOI system, which allows us to issue unique identifiers to documents. This is supported by a crawler. And we use the maintenance script support us by updating the index and the other graphs and citations. So this is a brief workflow. Let's go to the animation. So how does a document come to our collection? So we start off with a seed, which could be anything that we basically find. And this goes into a focus crawler. So the focus crawler fetches these whatever the seed points to. And it may so happen that that seed may not contain anything, or it may not contain any documents relevant to us. So for example, in some cases, if you look at some URLs, they don't actually contain anything. So the focus crawler has sufficient intelligence to avoid going to websites which are not relevant. So there's intelligence in the focus crawler which limits its scroll by making sure that it only goes to the relevant locations. So for example, let's take a user submission. So we also accept user submissions. And for example, this user submission when submitted to the focus crawler allows us to fetch that document. So this document has PDF files. So as a result, we get a PDF file. So when we get the PDF file, we also get information about where we got this PDF file and what was the checksum of this file and other information. So once we get this PDF file and the metadata of the crawl, we process this into text. And this text is filtered. So once it undergoes the filtering process, what happens is that the document is internally split into the text of the document and the references section. So the text of the document is processed to get the header information, which is the document title, author names, affiliation, and the citation sections are processed to get the context and the citations. So once these elements are available, what we do is we process this further and we get an XML file. So we combine the header the citations in the context, and the crawl metadata to get the XML file. So once we get this XML file, these files are now ready to be ingested into the collection. Before we ingest this document, we do a checksum on the document itself and figure out if this document already exists in the collection. So once we figure out it's a unique document, then we issue a DOI and we add this to the collection. And that is available in the collection now. The way users are able to search for these documents is by way of maintenance, which allows us to index these documents. And the way ingestion works is, once this document enters the database, we can update the index by looking at the database and the graph available with the document and putting this into the index through the update process. So a deployment of CS Suite is SiteCRX. SiteCRX is deployed on off-the-shelf hardware, x86 machines with direct attached storage, and it uses a Linux Red Hat cluster, and it makes use of the Tomcat platform and a MySQL database. For indexing, we use Solr. This image shows the complete deployment in terms of hardware of SiteCRX. So there are several interfaces available to interact with SiteCRX, and one of the prominent ones is the search, where a user can enter any of the search terms and search for documents. We can also search for authors, and it also allows now to search for tables. And all these search results can be ranked by whatever the user chooses as the criteria. So another important web user interface is the document summary page, which allows the user to view the complete information about a document. There are also citation relationships which are available. So let's look at the search page. So on the top of the page, you can see the search bar where you can enter your query terms. And there's also the criteria on which you can search for. So you can actually search for by relevance, by recency, and the number of citations. When you do the search, you'll get the results which are sorted by whatever criteria it chose. In this case, the default criteria has been chosen, and I'm looking at the results for one document. So looking at the document itself, you'll find there are a lot of elements in this page, and I'll go step by step. So there's the document details. It provides you with the title, the author names, and also it also provides you with the number of citations this document has received. You can download this document from us or from the download links which are already available. There's also a launch point for my sites here. So one of the most important features of SiteCRX is it uses crowdsourcing for correcting metadata. What do I mean by this? So if you find something that is wrong in this in the document details, you can actually correct it at the same time. So for that, you need a MySiteC login, though. There are also the citation information, the BibTeX of the document, and the citation graph. The citation graph gives you a trend of what this document was cited and when was it cited. So the citation relationships are very important for literature service. So you can actually look at the citation relationship in terms of co-citations and active bibliography. So with all this, users would want to store some of the search or information retrieval they've done within SiteCRX itself. So for that, we provide something called MySiteCR. And with MySiteCR, you can actually store document collection. So you could identify a set of documents as belonging to a particular set and label them. You can also tag documents. And you can also sort of form a BibTeX file by using the collections feature. Another important thing that that MySiteCR allows us to do is provides us a way of authenticating users so that the corrections feature is not abused. You can also monitor, like if you're an author and you find your document on SiteCRX, you can also monitor the document by looking at when was this document cited, who cited this document, and so on. Further on, we hope to use MySiteCR for generating API logins and keys for the API. There are plenty of planned features, and if time is available, I would like to discuss that with you. So this is a view of the front page of the MySiteCR portal, and you can see the menu where you can access various features. There are other interfaces available with SiteCRX. One of the prominent ones is OAI, which has been supported by SiteCRX even through SiteCR, which used sort of a CGI script to do this, but it was not very effective and it was very expensive. The way we do it is we extended the existing framework so that it could handle verbs and queries using the OAI interface. This interface allows users to access the publisher metadata and other information which we have. And there are many harvesters which support OAI. So this is not exactly enough for most users. And there was always a demand for better ways of accessing metadata in SiteCRX. So the effective way of doing it is to provide an API where you can actually access most of our metadata. And this we do by allowing you to query to documents by author IDs and citation IDs. You can also query for keywords and other information. So we used a Jersey library for this, and we use MySiteCR as to give out API keys and limit the number of queries per day. A unique approach in building services is doing federation of services. So what does federation of services mean? SiteCRX by itself does not contain many of the services which it actually provides or CSV provides. So for example, when we develop a new feature like allowing you to search for tables or authors, these features are not actually part of CSV. But we would like to provide these services while they're still in research and development so we can get feedback and users can also find out if it's useful or not. So what we do is we allow the module to be deployed on the infrastructure with SiteCRX runs, and we allow it to share some of the information. It may not be the whole infrastructure, but some elements of the infrastructure. So we have currently deployed services like this, which include table search, which we obtained from the TableSeer project, and disambiguated author search. And we are also planning to add algorithm search, figure search, and citation recommendation. So what does table one of the examples is table search, and what does table search do? So if you look at a document, there are many times tables embedded in the document, and this table is very important to researchers because that may contain data about the experiments they conducted in the paper. So for example, if you had an experiment which included support vector machines, you'd want to find out what all accuracy figures or precision figures they got. So you could actually search for these tables by the keywords embedded. So you can look at the caption, the content, and search by that. So this service is available as part of the federation. And the way you do it is we provide a separate index for the table, so you can rank the tables according to different criteria. And we also allow the federated services to get the document metadata for that particular document. So the table appears to be linked to the document rather than just independent as it by itself. And this is a template which we are planning to use for other services like algorithm search and figure search. So a particularly hot topic is author disambiguation. So you published a paper and your name is M. Johnson. So there are so many M. Johnsons, it's very difficult to attribute which M. Johnson actually wrote this paper. So it's possible to disambiguate author records. And the way we do it is using a clustering method and SVMs. And we use information such as who did you write this paper with, and what was the other information that was available along with your paper, like what was the address you specified in this, and other information like did you always write with this author, and so on. We are planning to do a random forest maze method, which will be online rather than the offline method we are using right now. So in this case, it shares most of the infrastructure with SiteCRX, but it has a separate index. So what has been the usage of SiteCRX? So this is an important figure for us because it sort of informs us what is relevant to the users and what are users looking for in us. So we get around 2 million hits every day. And most of these hits are for JavaScript or images, which are almost embedded in almost every page. We get a significant number of hits for document summaries and downloads, so the links in the document summary page. And surprising thing is search has the highest number of variations. So people search sometimes for a few weeks, search seems to be very popular, but it falls off or decreases in the other times. My sites here has found less usage, but the corrections feature is very popular. So where do we get our traffic from? This graph sort of gives your distribution of where we get our traffic from. And we get it from all over the world. And the US obviously dominates. And there are European countries, Asian countries are our next biggest source of traffic. And we get a lot of referrals from Google and other search engines, including Google Scholar. CSuite is a collaborative effort. Basically, this whole system has been developed with other universities and other researchers. And those researchers actually host copies of Sites UX in their own institutions or universities. And the research includes user interfaces, recommendations, information aggregation, entity disambiguation. One of the examples is the author disambiguation feature. Monitoring of trends in research. And another thing is that I would like to publicize is that SiteCRX data is available on request. So if anybody is interested, please do contact us. And this is freely available. We give away our data, our logs. And we have already done this with a lot of other universities. So what did we learn from this? So if you look at the old SiteCR model, it was a client-server architecture, and it caused a lot of headaches to maintain and to expand. So by building a multi-tier architecture and using open-source applications, we reduced the amount of time we spent on building the application, and we got a lot in return. We still need to implement many things which will help us scale further down the line, because one of the constraints we face right now is the storage we are using, because the number of documents is around 1.6 million right now, and it consumes around 1.6 terabytes to maintain these documents. We also learned that by the number of data requests we get, that APIs should be developed as soon as possible when you're building systems like this. Federated services have been very useful for us in allowing researchers to deploy their systems immediately without bothering the rest of the system. And we are also always interested in improving our metadata extraction system so that we are able to provide users with valid data. We do have many optimizations which we have used, like using the index for storing citation data so that we don't need to query so often the database. And we are also looking at improvements to the UI and performance enhancements. SiteCRX is very heavily used, but CSuite doesn't seem to find so much of support users in terms of implementing or deploying it. So we would be interested in people using CSuite. So in this talk, I basically went through the overview of CSuite and how we deployed it as SiteCRX. We also discussed the Federation of Services model. We also looked at the usage of SiteCRX and the collaboration with other groups. And I would like to walk away with the terms that you need to download CSuite and try it out for yourself and give us some feedback. So this code is available under the Apache software license, and it's pretty open, and you can download it without any restrictions. And it's available on SourceForge. Maybe the URL is not that well visible. And we also have a virtual machine deployment, so that you don't have to spend so much of time setting up this whole system. And the support for this is from the research group at Penn State. I'm ready. Open for questions.
Services and what are the issues involved with making that happen to allow vastly distributed services?
The Federation of Services model is actually sort of designed to do this, to allow third parties to provide services to us which may not be hosted in the current Sitecrex model. So you can actually use our API to get the information you need and supply us with whatever services you want to provide to users through us. So that is pretty much on the cards.